Welcome to BK Awakening Souls Podcast, a show where we explore life's lessons and how to apply them for the benefit of your happiness. And now, from Brother's Keeper, your host, Todd.
Yeah, I'm jamming to this tune today. I appreciate everybody joining us. I love that intro, Sean. Thank you so much.
It never gets old.
Yeah, it never gets old. Look, whatever Sean's selling, I'm buying at a 2-for-1 deal, I guarantee you right now. It's me. But I'm buying. So let's get into it, man. We appreciate you joining us for this episode.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, Sanchez, how's your life?
It's great.
Oh yeah, it is.
Whatever. It's great.
It's great.
I'm not gonna complain.
Yeah.
Saw a blind guy walking down the sidewalk with a stick, the seeing eye stick,
like my stick.
And he.
I'm sorry. That whole phrase is just ironic. I saw a blind guy.
Yeah.
He couldn't see me.
Yeah. No, you're not blind. He is. Yeah.
And man, he turns towards the sun, opens his arms up, head back, and just relishes in the sunshine.
Oh my gosh.
While the rest of the traffic is going by and going by.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you.
Fuck everybody else.
Yeah. And that's his moment.
Yeah, dude. I love that.
His day's good.
Oh,
my day's good. I don't have anything to complain about.
I was in Central Park when Deacon had a program.
Yeah.
And that same thing happened to me. I was jammed in my music and the sun came out and I just forgot that I was in Central Park on a marathon day. And it was like, there was a million people there and I'm just like jamming. That's the best. That's like teleportation to another universe. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even know what's going on around you.
You're having a good day.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Thank you. That's a great story, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cool. The title of today's episode is What Power Level Are You? And what we want to talk about is specifically, you know, we each face circumstances and we face life and the things that come to us, they are happening. I don't know who's pulling the strings or who's behind the curtain making the skateboard fly under the car and the guy steps on it and his banana peel. I don't know about all this stuff, man, but it just keeps happening. Right now, me and Dave's life, there's stuff that is inexplainable, man. I'm talking real life miracles. Dave, don't fucking laugh. This is serious stuff. These people think I'm joking. I'm not joking. You will get miracles, like stuff that is not explained. You can't explain it, and it will come to you. There's phrases like, the harder you work, the luckier you get. That's it.
Yeah.
There's phrases like, dude, send it. Man, if you're gonna jump 15 buses with your moped,
do it.
Go, bro.
Yeah, dude, hit the throttle.
Like, build a ramp so you get more speed. Do it, man, because the chances of whatever you're trying to do happening are so much higher when you fucking send it.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotta send it. Yeah.
And so this is a way of living. I love Hot Rod. You've seen Hot Rod?
The movie.
Yeah. Dude, Rod and his crew are so serious, you know? Yeah. Rico's like, fucking, I've been drinking green tea all damn day. You know, like, he's like, you bring the demons out of me. These guys, he's beating a dude up that they ran into his car. They're serious about this stuff, you know? I'm whiskey, very serious whiskey, you know?
I laughed too
much. Why am I talking like, what? Where do you get off? Anyway, that's so funny. But the point is this. Take seriously what you're doing. You might be in college. You might be, you know, a janitor. You might be. Look, I was in the Sky Club in, I think, New York. And I walked up to the sink and there was dudes galore. And the sink was immaculate. And I'm like, looking around, you know, there was drips of water. There wasn't, towels were folded neatly, mints were placed. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I tip that dude $100. I'm like, I respect anybody that takes their job this seriously, bro. And I had a better experience. He's a fucking bathroom cleaner. Like, that's not a good job. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not a good job.
He just picked up $100.
He is Michael Jordan in the world of cleaning vanities at bathrooms in the Sky Club, and I have a better experience because he does a good job.
Yeah.
Every person's life is better because he's like, I am gonna be the best freaking bathroom attendant that ever walked planet Earth. And so The point of what power level are you is in your life, you will be doing your job. You will, you know, there's phrases in construction. Oh, man, that's good enough for the girls we go out with. Like, oh, bro, that'll do for today.
I don't know what that means.
It means like.
But I do know what it means. Yo, I just don't know what kind of chicks they're dating.
Yeah, it's different for every person. Yeah. That's the point. But the point is just like, oh, man, that's good enough.
Yeah.
And if you're in your life, like school, man, that's good enough. If you're like a barber, yeah, that's good enough. If you're. If you're an airline pilot, well, do you know, that's good enough. I almost hit the runway. That's not what we're talking about. That one requires a little more precision, all right? Please,
you got to stay focused.
You better be very serious about being a pilot. But who do you want to be in your life? And what is going to happen in your life because of that?
Who do you want to be around?
Yeah, and look, you are around some of the world's most fucking powerful people on planet Earth.
Yeah.
What do you see in them?
Dude, their intensity, their level, and their frequency, it's there. It's always there. And they're razor sharp, and they're very focused in whatever they're doing. But just the presence of being around them, you know they're razor sharp, because you don't become a billionaire or on your way the verge of a billionaire by being a freaking slacker. It's not how it works. It doesn't work like that.
One of them was like, I'm going to go 70% to a billionaire.
No. When you're in their presence, you're with them. They demand excellence. They want the best, and that's all they're going to settle for. They're trading their time for dollars. They're trading their time to receive or to spend their money, but they don't want to spend their money. I mean, they don't want to waste their time when it's not about the money.
Perfect.
It's about the time. Everything's about their time. You can't get time back, and they can keep spending money, but is it worth it?
Dude, this is a great point. People watching, if you're in the grind, if you're trying to get yours, get your hustle, you've got to understand something, man. No, most people there didn't get there by going, I want to be rich. You got to think cause and effect. You've got to believe, I want to be the best. Dave, you're in a room with the world's, you're in the room with fucking Bezos himself saying, put your ass on the table, bro. I'm getting to work. You pay me for a reason, and I fucking take my job seriously. Mm-hmm. You say that to Bezos, man.
Yeah, that's the posture.
Not money. You got to pursue your passion. You have to go after what you feel in here is you. And the money is a consequence. It's not the reason to do it. And so small minds from down low, look at them. Oh, they do this for money and they do that for money. You follow those people, they don't do anything for money. You know, I mean, everybody likes making money. Come on. Of course, if you can make money, you should make money.
Yeah.
But those people don't, you know, I love that. Look, I think Kim Kardashian's cool. She got a law degree. She's a fucking billionaire, and she went back to get a law degree, bro. And people are like, oh, yeah, that's fucking easy when you're a billionaire. Are you serious,
dude? I'm pretty sure the bar exam's the same.
And no one, look, you're saying that you're broke and you're not willing to go get a law degree, but you would go get it if you had $1 billion and you had... Everybody doing everything else right? Come on, man. No. That's nonsense.
And you'll talk shit about the people that are successful.
And so you see this happen and you're just like, wow, that's fucking power. Mm-hmm. You know? And so, you know, we've been really lucky to hang out with a good friend that we met in the last couple of days. And she doesn't operate like anybody I know, man.
She's otherworldly.
She is otherworldly. I had an experience that I've never had on planet Earth in 48 years. She said, trust me, three-way a call. And she just, boom, right to the point, man. And it was awesome to witness. And she wasn't wrong.
No, they're very precise. They're very, very eloquent.
Yeah.
But really, when they have an agenda, they get right to that agenda. They're not about wasting their time.
This is the best thing. She says, I touch paper once. That means if she gets an email, it is in front of her, it is solved, it is deleted, and it is gone out of the system. There is nothing more to do about this until it hits me in the face again. I don't say, I'll get back to that. Yeah, I'll get back to that. It is right now. Yeah. It is right now. That's what excellence is, you know?
So being around her, and she's a wonderful, wonderful lady, and not all humans are wonderful. They might have wonderful qualities, but some of them you just don't want to be around. Like repulsively, you don't want to be around energetically. And sitting in her presence, just in the back seat of her car, I just met the lady. We just met her. We just got into her car three seconds ago. And all feel
is, that?
Is love.
Yes.
And love, this magnitude of love pouring out of, like it's an air freshener in the car. And I'm like, whoa,
she's sending love. Is, yeah, it's 100%.
Like a contact high.
Yeah, I was that's
like,
it.
This is, and it didn't stop. It never waned. It never faltered. And it never changed its mind. It was always the pure intention of genuine love and care.
And yesterday she had surgery to deal with the life-threatening illness that she suffers with every single day.
Every day.
Listen,
she's on the
razor's
edge.
People are dealing with stuff you have no clue. And, you know, the other thing, listen, here's what sending it 100% does, okay? We went to a very prominent hotel and restaurant. We drove up, and every person that saw her is common to this place, it wasn't like in their eyes, oh, this chick tips big, or oh, she's a bitch, point. And so I'm gonna take care of her so I don't get in trouble. It was love. Did you see these
friendship.
People's eyes?
Genuine,
it was friendship.
They were
the
ready
waiters,
to greet an old
the
friend.
Hostess, the hostess of the hostess, the whole manager of the whole joint. They're coming over and they're like, man, this is a legacy. And so you got to ask yourself, what kind of legacy do you want to leave, man? These people loved her and they served her with care and tenderness out of respect. And so this is a product of living life at 100%. Every single choice. This is every single choice. We went to the movies. Okay, I bought tickets for me and the boys the other day because I'm such a fucking idiot. I ordered the wrong day. And so I had a credit of, we went into the movie.
They give you a credit? If you screw up, you get a credit.
I don't want to give away Megaplex's secrets, but you just go say, sorry, I didn't.
Todd fucked it up. I need his credit.
Yeah, everything's done. Anyway, so the movie's like halfway over, bro, and I'm walking in. Oh. We're walking into Dune like halfway through the movie, and I'm like, listen, fucker, get out of our seat.
Yeah,
that's my wrong. I was the one, bro.
You did
it was
not.
Terrible. The guy's like, I'm like, is this your seat? I wasn't rude like that. I go 100%. I was just like, excuse me. No, I was just kidding. I was just like, bro, these are your seats? And he's like, yeah, they're ours. I'm like, fuck, what's going on? I go back out and wrong day, dude.
It's Tuesday.
So it's me.
Your show
my
doesn't
fault.
Start
yeah,
till
I totally
Thursday.
Blew it. I totally blew it. And this is what I do. I bought so many plane tickets on the wrong day. It's like, oh, you're not flying today, sir. You're flying like that. That was not June. It was July. Oh man, that's a big deal. I should not be involved in the details. It's just not good for my program.
You need an assistant. Yes, this is bad. Yes.
I mean, Shannon does a great job, but when I have to do magic, it's whatever. Anyway, the point is this.
Intensity.
Yeah. No, I'll finish. I got a story though. Yes. Don't run me off, Dave. So I had four tickets for Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And what did we do on Sunday? We went up to Salt Lake.
Town.
So we
were
gone. So the boys didn't go to the movie. So I had paid for four tickets that day. And the weird thing is when I got the credit of the tickets, they put them in paper tickets. And so I'm not going to get credit back for these. So I paid for four tickets that I'm never going to get back. And we're in the movie theater, same company in Sandy. And, you know, she was like, come in with me. Come in and sit down and watch the movie with me. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. Let's do that. And so I went and buy a ticket, and it went in my mind, bro, you paid for four tickets today on you're not even going to use, man. And you have those four tickets and they're already paid for and money spent. You're not going to get it back because they got converted into paper. You know, the details I noticed when it happened, I'm like, I'm never going to get these back.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I don't need to buy a ticket. I'm just going to go in. I was already in there. You know, I was already inside where they check tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to check me, you know? And look, it's a Sunday. There's like eight people in the movie. And I'm like, you know what? She's such a special person. I will not cheapen our experience together by not purchasing a ticket on one of our first hangouts.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm buying it. I would hate if something crazy happened. And if I didn't, probably something crazy would have happened. And then like, we just had a major fraud case. Everyone needs to show their ticket. And I'm standing next to this amazing person. And I'm like, I just traded my soul.
For $8
fucking $16. And you're never going to work with me again. And you're never going to be around me again, you know? And this is a very real thing. And the universe will put you in situations and circumstances, and you'll have to come back to this question.
Integrity.
That's 100. That's not what I'm saying. I fail all the time. I fail to deliver on my word all the time. I'm not saying it's integrity. I'm saying I was on 100% that day, and I wasn't going to give a 92% effort right. for a lady who brings 100% every day, even though she's dying maybe tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I mean, she doesn't have kidneys every other day.
Is
the
dialysis.
Blood has to be this. You cannot imagine what this would be in your life. Nothing but happiness every day.
And maybe there's a better sense of appreciation because she knows her time is constantly ticking. It could be the last second. It's real. The gravity is real.
She
where
is,
most of us just
she
put
is
it
skydiving. She's Rocky Mountain climbing. Yeah. She went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. She is fucking living every day like it's her last because it
she
may
is.
Be. And guess what? Newsflash, everybody. 2,500 people a year die from coconuts falling out of trees. We are not in control. All right,
that's why I don't go to Hawaii.
You might die. Okay, and it's not, you're not going to check that moment. It's going to come to you when the time is. And so live every day like it could be right now. And one day you're going to be right. But you will have the most
without
out
regret.
Of your life without any regrets, man. If you fall, it's okay. If you said a stupid thing, if you did the thing.
No, and we will. It's
if
life.
You didn't buy the ticket and then they came and checked you and you missed your window, then learn from that, man. It's not about, oh my gosh, if coach just put me in, I probably could throw this fucking football over that mountain. Yeah. You know, like it's not like that, you know, just go on, you know? And that's what I think is so wonderful. So,
that's a different lens to view the world through. And it's the lens that most people should view the world through is that your life
is on the shoulds,
much shorter.
Judgy pants.
Well, so I got a call.
How about an invitation?
We can't laugh about this. I got a call from one of my cousins and he told me another family member committed suicide yesterday.
Oh my gosh, bro.
So for most of us, we don't know when our time is going to be the last second. And then there's a few of them that will just decide their own time.
Yeah.
But even if you let life run its course and it's 77 years or 87 or 102, it's not long enough.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of wasted moments in between and there's a lot of moments you can't get back. So if you wake up with the intensity and the frequency or just the mental prayer that, you know, I'm going to make the most of today. I'm going to give the most of myself. Just to see what comes back.
Dude, I have
the rewards are great.
Oh, this is perfect that it's 7:52. I have a great story to close this one out, dude. My dad. Okay. Yeah. I love my dad. He passed about 4 months ago and he was a great man. And I'll tell you what, you can look at this man's life and many spectators can say, oh, what an idiot here and what an idiot there and all those things.
Sure.
This guy loved and gave so unselfishly. It's probably the greatest gift any human being could ever give me. He showed me, not told me. He showed me how to love with zero fear and exposure to the pain and the Good. And the name calling and all of that. So I've lived in St. George for 12 years. My dad has come down to visit one time. He got cancer in 2002. He lost his lung. He had quite a life, man. But they gave him a 1 in 5 chance of living longer than 3 years from 02. And he grinded on for like 19 years. So the last 8, 5, 7 years were really hard. And for him and for my mom. So I'm not faulting that they haven't come down in 12 years. That's just what it is. It's just a situation. And so my parents say, we're coming down. Shannon books them the hotel room. And I go over there and I'm like, okay, you guys all settled in? Help my mom get my dad wheeled in and, you know, just chatting for a few minutes and catching up. And I'm just like, well, what's going on? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, your dad was like, I'm going to see Todd in St. George.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, well, this is a big job. I have to drive you and I have to bring your oxygen and I have to do all these things to make this trip happen. That's a big ask for me. And he's like, Sandy, I'm going to see Todd and I don't care if I have to crawl to the shuttle to go see Todd, you know, there's no explanation for this. It's going down. I'm going to do it. And he came and they sat down and I realized they had some story about Chet looking into the storage room and see blah, 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 blah. Just sounded like a lame story for the reason they came. So I'm like, what are we doing? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I realized in that conversation that they just wanted to hang out. My dad just wanted to see his son and hear about his life and celebrate from his wheelchair his son's success. You know, they say that your father is the only man on planet Earth who will wish that you did better than him. That's the only guy on planet Earth. So his heaven is hearing his son's triumph, right? This is his heaven. And so I had three meetings and they were not small. Mm-hmm. I had to choose 100% that my dad was going to be my priority in that moment. And I thought about it and I said, this is it. This is what I'm doing. So I cleared my schedule. I took him to lunch. I took him to my barber shop. I got him toweled up, shaved. He's never done that, man. No, I'm sure he's 80 hasn't. Years old, man. Yeah. He's never done something that I get to do all the time, multiple times a week, you know? And so we did that, and my barber is like really great friends. Nick over at Rabbits and Rocket Ships, man, this guy's the best. He's treating my dad like a king. My dad feels like my son is so respected that this man is so kind to me. He doesn't know that that's just Nick's nature, but okay. And so I take him to a football game. He sees my son play football, get a couple sacks. Yeah. My daughter's cheering, running around the
grandkids.
Track like a maniac. And it's so fun. And he's just sitting here and I'm this watching his face. I'm not watching the game. I'm watching him take this in and take this scene in. And I took him to breakfast the next morning and we wrapped up and they drove away. And two Sundays later, man, I got that call. Sorry, bro.
You should.
Your dad's passed last night. Yeah. And I smiled and I said, that's the best last fucking day ever. And I could have missed it if I was going 70. Oh man, these meetings are important. Oh man, I don't want to fucking hang around the hotel room and cart my dad around. And I had the best last day ever with my dad, who I will never see again. And I gave it a fucking 100%. And I'll never get that opportunity back if it was something else. Who knows how long? You know, we're working on this problem of grief right now. We're going to come out with some technology that's going to change planet Earth. You guys wait and see. But give it 100%. And so when that day comes, whether it's your day, whether it's your buddy's day, I'm so sorry about your family, Dave. I didn't even know, man. You didn't say I'm sorry.
No, I found out late last night. And my heart breaks for his father who walked into see this experience. Parents should never have to experience this.
Right now, Sean, zoom in on me, man. This is fucking serious stuff. Hey, if you're struggling right now, okay, I want you to know that I promise you, listen to my voice. I speak truth and you will hear it. You have people around you. Just reach out. Just grab somebody by the arm and say, I'm not doing good. 988 is the number that you call if this is a thing that you're struggling with. I love you. Your people love you. You've got to stay here and keep going a little bit longer. You'll get the support that you need. You will get the help that you need. People around you, just ask. You've got to ask. No one knows. And don't stop. Don't stop. No. You can do it, man.
The lowest points in your life are not the lowest points. You will bounce back. You will climb back up. Life gets better. Things get sweeter. Don't do this.
Don't do this, please. For the sake of
those that you do love.
Yes. Get help. You have to just reach. Yeah, you just have to reach your arm up. A hand is going to grab you. You may feel like you're going underwater. It's the very last second. We get these miracles all the time. Mm-hmm. A hand will grab you. You have to ask for help. And so, man... I hope that we've provided some cool stories and some good information and some wisdom and ideas about how to approach a more purpose-driven life for you.
Be kind to yourself.
Be good to yourself, man. You're doing the best you can. And when you're good to yourself and your cup is full, let it overflow and let everybody around you be blessed and edified. And you'll find yourself years from now looking back at your 10-year-ago self and you'll be saying, man, thank you for all the kindness that you did. Listen, changing the world is not about fixing cancer, solving world hunger, eliminating nukes. Changing the world is about you smiling at a grocery store.
It's about
you giving love. It's about you giving kindness. It's about you being interested in the person you're lucky enough to connect with. Because tomorrow or next Sunday or tonight, They could be gone. You could be gone. Everything forever could have changed. And so I'm telling you, man, skydiving, Rocky Mountain climb in 2.7 seconds on Fu Manchu, you've got to live your life like you're dying because you are. And it's going to happen. Embrace it. Move on. We thank you for your time. We love you. Comments, questions, bring some stuff. Let's hear about it. Let's talk about it. Thanks, Sanchez.
Know. Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry, Todd.
Thanks for jacking into another BK Awakening Souls podcast. Remember that you matter, that you can make a difference, and that we need you to be you. This has been a production from a podcast studio.